elevate. Accepting the blossoms, I'm handing them out, yeah, how they go delegate. It feel like I'm floating, I'm lost in the moment, I swear I can never take. They never believed that I would really fly. I had to go demonstrate. I had to set them straight. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Mindset Cafe podcast. It's your boy, Devin. And unfortunately, it's just a solo episode today. You know, Nick wasn't able to join me on this one. Before I get started, let me know if you can hear me and if everything is going well in the comments real quick. Perfect. Thank you, Patty. Perfect. Thank you, Lynette. Awesome. So today, it is a solo episode. It was going to be Nick and I, but he actually had to run. So with that being said, with the Friday Night Lives, I want to, and Nick wants to as well, we talked about, you know, covering at least a topic, right? And not just, you know, hopping on and not going in a direction with it. So today's topic is how to stay motivated. And I know that a lot of you guys that are in Ashtribe 11 are in the challenge and stuff, but it goes more than just the challenge or more than just, you know, fitness, right? How do you stay dedicated and motivated in your pursuit to your goals, right? How do you stay motivated, whether it's, you know, getting that promotion or, you know, losing another 5 pounds or winning the challenge or anything in general? Today's topic is going to cover just staying motivated, right? Because it's not always the easiest to motivate yourself as well as come in on the days and work out or, you know, do the extra workload that you need to do to get that promotion, right? So with that being said, I know last time we did talk about, you know, how dedication is built and discipline is built and so forth, but motivation comes from finding your why. What is your purpose? What is your reason for doing the things that you're doing to achieve the things that you're achieving, right? It's not just, oh, I want to lose this or I want to lose that. It's okay. What are you doing it for? What is the reason? And that reason has to be deeper than just, you know, because I want it. If your reason is going to be surface level, your efforts and your dedication is going to also be surface level on the days that you don't feel like pushing yourself, on the days that you don't feel like going to the gym, right? So what is your why? What is your purpose? Is it because do you want to lose that weight because you want to, you know, live longer to see your grandkids? Is it because your joints are hurting? Is it because, you know, what is your why? Once you find your why, that's going to help propel you through the tough times and through the days that you don't feel like going in, right? Knowing why you want to get a promotion or start a business or whatever the case is, that allows you to, again, keep digging and keep pushing through the ups and the downs. Someone, I read this, I forget who said it, what author said it, but they actually created a bucket of whys or a jar of whys. And what I mean by that is every time someone told them they couldn't do it, and it was actually, I remember it was basically he wanted to do a triathlon. It's 100 triathlons in 100 days. And he ended up doing it. But every one that he was doing the next day, his body was still beat up from the day before. And his body couldn't recover from doing this. But the people telling him that he needs to give up or the people that tell him that he couldn't do it, those were all the things that he used. So each race and each triathlon, he actually used a new why, or he used a new basic purpose to finish that race, right? So, I mean, that's something that you can do if you have naysayers and you have those people basically telling you you can or can't do something. That's always, you know, one way that you can do it is remember those people that said you couldn't do it to prove them wrong. So Geraldine says, you know, planning out your steps to get there, planning out your steps is one of the ways that she basically pushes herself and allows herself to, you know, stay motivated. And while planning your steps is definitely a good start, it's one of those things you got to make sure that, you know, you got to make sure that you're realizing that your steps and your plans can go left or right, right? It's never going to be a perfect, you know, fit. Your plans are never going to go 100% according to plan. That's just the way it goes. And once you realize that, it allows you to know that each step that you're facing, each problem that you're facing, is going to be part of the process. And these Friday Night Lives, I promise, are going to get better. This technical difficulties is not where it's at. You need to get like a camera guy or something. This is not my forte. So with that being said, you can have a plan. Just know that your plan isn't going to always go according to plan. And if you're okay with that, then you'll be fine. The main thing is realizing that if you have your purpose, and as you're writing out your plan, let's say, remember why you're writing out a plan. Remember why you're wanting to achieve that goal. Having a goal that's surface level, such as I want to be a millionaire, it's like that, okay, that's surface level. Then what are you going to do with $1 million? If you were making $1 million, like what does that do for you? What does it make your life? Does it make your life easier? Does it make you be able to retire your parents? You know, are you doing it for generational wealth? What are your aspirations and your actual reasons for achieving that goal? Let me hear in the comments, like, what do you do for, you know, staying motivated, right? What do you do that allows you to pick yourself up on the days that you just don't feel like doing it? You don't feel like, you know, doing that extra assignment or finishing that project or coming into the gym because you have a million and a half excuses of why you don't, you know, why you can't go into the gym that day. What do you guys do for yourself? Do you guys have a community? Do you guys have a buddy system that holds you accountable? There's a number of things that, you know, you could essentially do, but what works for some of you guys here in the chat? Geraldine, thank you, Geraldine, for being an attentive commenter. She said, I remember where I started and see where I am now, and that snaps me out of it. Honestly, this is actually, it's funny that you say that. Nick and I both had this same conversation. You know, with the business and everything like that, it's one of those things where there are ups and downs and launching the franchise and, you know, staying true to our fitness goals. It's one of those things where we had to have this conversation as well and actually look back and be like, man, like, yeah, we're facing problems now, but these are problems that we couldn't face a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Like, look how far we've grown, right? Look how far we've actually came in the last year, the last 2 years. Like, if you think about it, right? If you think about it, where were you a year ago? Where were you 2 years ago? If you've been working towards getting to your goal for a year or 2 years, where were you then? Where are you now? Right? That can give you that reassurance that you're doing the right thing, that you're on the right path. Because I mean, that is definitely a difficult thing when you're doing all you can each and every day, and it doesn't feel like you're progressing whatsoever. And then you have to wake back up the next day and do it all over again. And honestly, that's where like true strength, in my opinion, comes from. When you wake up day after day after day and feel like you're not progressing, but you still get up regardless, and you still get up and do the tasks that you know you need to do so you can achieve your goals, and you're trusting the process, and regardless of how far you actually move, you're going through that battle, right? That's where that true strength and that endurance and that perseverance get built from, right? Patty, I try to complete my circles. That's my challenge. I'm assuming your circles are your Apple Watch. Having an Apple Watch, or having, you know, if that's what you mean, if not, please let me know. Having an Apple Watch or having something that actually tracks your performance is definitely a way to allow you to set a goal for yourself. You know, if let's say you have an Apple Watch or you have a MyZone that, you know, we have those here, or, you know, a Fitbit or something like that, and you set a goal for yourself each and every day, I need to burn X amount of calories, or I need to, you know, achieve this on move, you know, and hit all three of my rings, whatever the case is. Having that as a reassurance or a goal each day can allow you to push through the days that you don't feel like, you're like, man, I don't feel like it, but I just know I've done so much already that I just need to complete my circles or my rings, right? I just need to do this because I'm already on that path. And if you really think about it, how far you've came to how far ago, you know, when you started, you were, it's one of those things where like that shows you that progression, and you've built up certain habits and starting to think about the habits that you've built up and how you've changed as a person or changed around your goals and started doing the things that you needed to do to become who you are today, allows you to kind of recenter and shift your trust back into the process, right? So it's one of those things where it might seem like you're not moving, or it's like you're running in sand and it feels so hard just to take that next step or to move an inch in your fitness journey, in your entrepreneurial journey, in your career, in relationships, whatever the case is. It's one of those things where if you look at how far you've came, you can continue to go, because now you can recenter and trust that process and know that if you keep on this path, you're going to get further than you are now. Like, you've already proven that. You've already done the things to allow you to get to here. So why not keep doing them and get further, right? Lynette says, accountability. I'm going to take that and basically run with it and say, you know, accountability in terms of goals and like the come back to Patty's circle things, that's one way you can hold yourself accountable. But you can also stay motivated by having a group or having a workout partner or a colleague or something that you hold yourself accountable. Like Nick and I are part of, you know, this mastermind, this business mastermind, and they hold us pretty much accountable for saying and doing the things that we need to do, right? We hold each other accountable for, you know, being fit. Like, we're a walking billboard. And believe me, there's days that I don't feel like working out. There's days that he doesn't feel like working out. But yet we do them because our motivation most of the time is our members or, you know, the people that are watching us. Because if we're not doing the things that we're telling, you know, the people that look up to us and are asking us for advice, how can we give that advice if we're not leading by example, right? And having an accountability factor of a group or, you know, a couple people that, you know, basically told, you know, text you and like, hey, did you get your workout in today? Or, hey, I'm going to come and I'm going to go work out at 5. And like, do you want to go at 5? And having that team, it makes it a little bit easier because now you're doing it with a friend. You're doing it with a partner, right? Patty, yes. She says, yes, that she was actually talking about the Apple Watch. 2 years ago, she was sitting on her couch. And now she has a goal that every day, not only is she trying to, you know, close her rings, but the rings represent basically burning 1,000 calories. You know, and that's definitely not an easy task. I mean, a little shout out. It's, you know, doable if you come into Strive, but just saying. Having that goal, I mean, like looking back 2 years ago, like sitting on the couch to now burning 1,000 calories a day and having that goal of burning 1,000 calories a day, that's a very good, like, you know, jump and progression. So the days that you don't feel like doing it, the days that feel like, you know, tough, you're like, man, look, I'm a beast. Like, I fucking do this daily. You know, this is me now. Like, I'm not that same person I was, you know, a year, 2 years ago sitting on the couch. Like, I'm a completely different person. And that's the whole thing with staying motivated is your purpose and everything in your why is motivated around becoming a better you, right? Whether it's your career, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your fitness and your health, your goal is essentially to become better. Because honestly, there's only two ways in life that you can go. You either improve or you go the opposite way, right? There's no staying still because the world is constantly revolving and constantly improving around you. Either you're starting to become average or less than average, or you're going to continue to improve to stay above that curve, right? Either grow or decline. And so when you realize that how far you've come and the habits that you've built to grow to where you are now, like you realize that you are a completely different person, that you've built up the habits and you've built up the routines to be a beast. And now Geraldine says that Patty's out here challenging people to do 40 push-ups a day. I've been seeing that all over social media. That's, you know, see, like that kind of stuff, that's what honestly puts a smile on my face. Like from 2 years ago to, you know, becoming a fitness connoisseur of sorts of in Strive 11, like she, you know, I know Patty firsthand, like, you know, comes in and busts her ass like when she works out, as well as a lot of our members. But now it's like, you have your groups and you have your people that you work out with, that little accountability factor, but it's like that little push of, you know, challenging people to do a push-up challenge or, you know, a plank challenge or all those different kind of things. Like, it's fun. It's competitive. It's, you know, engaging, but now you're holding other people accountable because at the end of the day, like maybe they didn't get their workout in for the day or they didn't do that thing that they needed to do, but now you kind of just guilt trip them into it. And that's kind of what that accountability factor is not wanting to have to tell the rest of your squad, your tribe, your group that you didn't do it. And the reason that you didn't do it is because you're being lazy, right? That's what accountability groups do. They hold you accountable so that you can't just say that, you know, you don't feel like doing it and, you know, I'm going to do this and all of a sudden I'm going to accomplish this by a week, and then a week rolls through and then you start naming off all the excuses. Your accountability team is going to call you out on your bullshit, right? That's what they're there for. And if you get your feelings hurt because they call you out on your bullshit, like, honestly, toughen up, because that's what they're there for. And the reason that you're where you are now and skipping days because you're lazy is because you're soft, right? So toughen up. Know that they're doing it because they're pushing you because they see more than you see in yourself. That's what true friends, that's what true accountability partners do, is they see more in you and your potential and where you could be. And they see that future version of you on the days that you don't see it. On the days that you say you're going to do these things, they're going to hold you accountable so that you do achieve the goals that you need to achieve and you become the person that you want to become. Not missing a day. See a lot of 100 signs and hearts. Here we go. Who you partner with also helps stay motivated, push yourself, and push others with a common goal. That's true. Who you partner yourself with also helps, and it helps you stay motivated. And pushing yourself and pushing the others in the group for a common goal definitely helps. You have to realize if you're hanging around five people that are all kicking on the couch, eating ho-hos and ding-dongs, like you're going to be the sixth, right? Either find a new group that actually holds you accountable and has a common goal that you want to achieve, or realize that you're going to be sitting there and gain 50 pounds because you're eating Krispy Kremes on a, you know, Friday night, right? So who you create your accountability factor and group with, it does matter. You want someone that is striving to better themselves. You want someone that is already pushing themselves. If you have two people that are just starting off, that can work as long as both people stay motivated. But if someone's already working out, like add them to the squad too, right? If someone's already farther than you in a professional setting, like add them to your two-person group. Now there's three people, right? The more, and now holding them accountable, it's one of those things with them, like it holds them accountable to the, you know, what they say they're going to do, right? Everyone still levels up. You can learn from people below you, you know, that are just starting off. You can learn from people at your level. You can learn from people above you, right? When I had Justin Prince on the podcast, he basically said it's the rule of 33s, right? You spend 33% with 33% of your time with people below you and that are basically newer on the path that you're on. You spend 33% of the time with people at your level or your peers. And then you spend 33% of time with people that are further than you, that are ahead of you, that are, you know, where you're trying to get. And in doing so, you're going to learn different lessons, right? You're going to learn lessons that you may not have faced at the base level, and also a different mentality that can kind of re-energize you to continue your goal. You're going to learn what other people are doing at your level. And then the people above you, that they've already done it. Like they're fucking ahead of you for a reason, right? So you're obviously going to learn stuff from them. And then obviously that's, you know, only 99%. So 1%, you can fucking choose what to do with it, I guess. But it's one of those things where I realize that just because you're further along than someone else doesn't mean that you're better than them. It doesn't mean that you can't still learn from them. And by you helping bring them up, it will bring you up. Because, I mean, think about, they say when you're able to explain something to someone, right, you're starting to actually learn it at a deeper level. If you can break it down further than just, you know, the generic explanation, you're having to learn it at a deeper level. So that's going to actually help you with that skill or that tool or that, you know, whatever the case is. Man, I will say doing a live by myself is not as fun with doing it with a partner in crime, you know. But damn, with not you with the facts. Oh, there's my partner in crime, Nikki boy. Motivation can also come in different forms. Positive reinforcement, such as creating momentum through action and seeing progress, can lead to going. Can lead to going internal push towards what we want. Definitely can. I mean, you have to think that positive reinforcement, right? People have different quote unquote love languages, right? And that goes like, that's just the typical love languages, but there's also love languages in your journey to success, right? Some people need that positive, you know, affirmation. Some people need to see someone else working out with them or doing the thing with them. Someone may need the accountability, right? Someone may need someone fucking, you know, yelling at them to keep going, right? There's, it's different five love languages. I don't even know if it's five, to be honest, but there's different ways that people learn. There's different ways that people receive things, and positive reinforcements might be huge for someone and you may never know, right? So what I mean by that is if you see someone in the gym, whether they're in your circle or not, and you've seen their transformation, or you see them being a patty and killing 1,000 calories a day, like give them a, dude, I see you working here like every day, you're killing it. Like, that's awesome. You know? And then all of a sudden they get a little pep up in their step. And now they're going to push even harder because they know you're watching. They know someone else is watching, which now they think other people are watching on top of that. Right. So that positive reinforcement can go a long way for a lot of people. And it's nice, especially when you're facing a down. You may be facing a down and getting that nice little compliment or that, you know, that reassurance that you're on the right path can, you know, kind of help bring you out of that valley, that bring you out of that rut. Let's see what else we got in here. Now we're getting some firing off in the comments. This is what I'm talking about. We make sure we punch each other with the bringer bad or double bands. Oh, I think it's push each other. Pushing each other, I mean, Nick knows this quite well too. When he was doing his competition, I'll kind of reinforce what is being said. So pushing each other and pushing someone further than they're given, you know, whether it's effort or intensity or focus, can kind of give them a little bit of that competitive edge and give them that like, oh shit, like I know I can do it. I'm just being lazy and give that little drive. When Nick was doing his competition, I would be training a client and he'd be training because, you know, I'd be writing his workouts on the side. And he would, from the corner of my eye, I would see him doing a lift or something. And I was like, this boy trying to slide and getting away with lifting light weights and stuff like that. So I'd walk over there and change the weights. And he'd be like, damn, you know? So it's one of those things where just doing that, or like, you know, how about you were saying, like, you know, double bands on certain exercises for like the booty bands or for the smaller like ankle bands, like those extra 5 pounds when you're, you know, pushing someone and kind of competing with that person next to you with your kettlebell or dumbbell. It creates that gamified experience, right? So if you can gamify the journey and you can gamify the competitiveness that you guys are going through with your accountability team, it makes it a little bit more fun. It makes it a little bit easier. And then you're going to have a more engaged process. You're going to stick with it longer because it's a game. People love games, right? And then you're saying motivation can also be derived from the negative aspects. If something is causing pain or unhappiness, it can be used as fuel and motivation to consistently work towards that same goal. Exactly. Like, so what we were talking about in the beginning, like with that jar with the dude that was doing, also I can't remember his name, but doing the triathlons, 100 days, you know, 100 triathlons in 100 days in all 50 states, using that jar of those negative reinforcements, right? You can't do this. Like, you're too fat, you're too old, you're too young, you're, you know, whatever, right? as bad as it sounds, like some people's fitness love language is taking that negative and using that drive. I know personally me, like that's one of my biggest ones. Like, tell me I can't do it. That honestly, like that's that, like you will get me going. And I promise you, I will go further than you or I will fucking die trying, right? Before we opened the gym, I actually worked at another gym as a private trainer. And before I was a private trainer for him, I actually worked as like the personal training director and everything. And he heard that I wanted to open up my own gym. Just heard like that. It was only just a thought. And he wanted to fire me because he said it was a conflict of interest. I basically told him, I was like, look, man, like I see where you're at. You got a few locations, you know, like I aspire to be, you know, like you. And me, like, I honestly, it wasn't even about trying to keep the job or anything. Like, I was being genuine. Like, I honestly admired how much he's achieved. But he had the audacity to turn around and be like, you could never do this. Like, you could never, you know, own a gym. And then instead of, you know, trying to fire me because he realized that like, I was the top producer and I was the only one pretty much bringing in, you know, all the sales for personal training for all the trainers, he tried to move me to another gym, but he had already said the comment that he said. And I was like, yo, fuck this. I'm out. Right. Now, only thing on my mind was basically opening a gym and creating a program. Like, obviously, that was always my goal. But now it's like, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. Like, I'm going to do it. And now, like, look at us. Like, you know, Strive is continuing to grow. You know, Nick and I are, you know, love all our members and everything. Like, it's one of those things where we actually created a community versus an atmosphere like that, right? But for me personally, like that negative drive, like tell me it's not going to work. Like, you know, Dana White literally had an interview from UFC, the CEO of UFC. He's like, tell me it's not going to work. Tell me I can't do it. He's like, I fucking love this shit. This is true. Like, honestly, for me, that's just one of my things that would push me. Like, you tell me you're going to outdo me on this, like, I guarantee you better give it all you got because I'm coming. I know Nick's definitely similar in that way as well. Stacking daily wins and having the self-talk after missing because of lousy excuses is the hardest way, or hardest and oftentimes the most painful. Definitely. So stacking daily wins is huge, right? We have on our, for fitness aspect, on our website, we have a you versus you challenge, which is pretty much a daily win sheet, right? It's free. You can download it. It's a PDF. It's similar to the 75 hard, you know, we took and made it off of that, you know, for our members to give them a little bit, you know, of an accountability thing. But the sheet is called you versus you, right? It's an accountability sheet for yourself. And each day that you do all the tasks on the sheet, like you check off the box and you give yourself a W for the day. And the more W's that you have for the day, the easier it is over time to continue to get those W's. Why? Because you've been building the habits. When you're stacking your daily wins, you're stacking your progress to achieving a new habit and to becoming a new you, right? So stacking those daily wins is definitely a huge aspect to achieving your goals, right? And I mean, Nick and I know I can speak for him as well on this, that we have, you know, at least five tasks, like not just like, oh, take out the trash and like that kind of like bullshit, like five tasks that are going to help us grow towards our goal. So if the task doesn't help us go towards that goal, it doesn't count as one of the five, right? Now, I will have to say though, the one thing is that not every day can have five, and that's okay because some tasks are gonna take hours, right? So it might be one, but knowing that that one has weight. So like you said it, like you're not setting your goal, your daily task for the day of, like you should be setting those the day before. You should be already setting those, like, this is what I'm going to accomplish tomorrow. And then you hold yourself accountable the next day by achieving all those daily tasks, right? And more you start to do it, all of a sudden you become again like a patty. All of a sudden you're doing 1,000 calories a day instead of sitting on the couch. Or, you know, you end up starting a business, or all of a sudden you've lost 10 pounds because it just becomes easier the more and more that you do it. And the self-talk, I mean, that's definitely a huge part. I mean, it's the mindset cafe, right? Like, your self-talk is your mindset. And you you have to realize the more negative you tell yourself, it's a different negative than like negative reinforcements in terms of like when someone tells you you can't do something or something like that, right? It's your self-talk. So it's, if you're telling yourself you can't do it, that's negative self-talk. Someone else tells you you can't do it, your positive self-talk would be, watch me, right? So you got to make sure that your self-talk is positive. Because if you're not on your own team, then how do you fucking win? If you can't even believe in yourself, like how can others? And it's not that you need to believe in yourself and be like overly confident, but you need to have a belief that you can achieve the goal, or else why are you even setting it as a goal? Then it's just a dream, right? It goes, dream, goal is a dream written down, right? Dream, goal, and then from goal, it's like, okay, then you have a plan. What is a plan? A plan is a goal broken down into steps, right? Steps are going to be your actions that you take on a daily basis. So if you start breaking it down, then what is your dream? What is your goal? Create a plan. Plan basically comes from the steps, and break down those steps into daily wins. So you have to think of your goal as a marathon, right? And so people want to sprint and get to their goal and find all the shortcuts and take the easy route a lot of times. It is a marathon. It's not a sprint, right? And if you say you sprint marathons, like go kick rocks, right? But it's one of those things where like in a marathon, there's mile markers. You know when you hit mile one, you know you hit mile two, you know you hit mile three, and so forth. And if you think about it, your goal is accomplishing the marathon, and then you're going to have sub-goals, right? Your sub-goals are going to be those mile markers, right? So you got, you know, let's say the 26 for just in terms of mile markers, but 26. Then within each mile, each step, each stride that you have to take is a daily task that you're doing. It's a daily W that you're getting, right? So each day that you're getting a W is a stride towards that mile marker. That mile marker is, let's say, a year, 2 years. It might be a month, 2 months. It depends on what your goal is. Not everyone's, you know, mile markers are going to be the same, right? So that's one of those things where you got to make sure that you realize that it's not going to be an overnight thing for most goals. And if it is an overnight thing, your goal is not big enough, like dream bigger or set your goals higher. But your overall goal should be huge. It should be so huge that other people don't believe that you're going to do it. They may say, I believe in you and so forth. But in the back of their minds, that you should know that they think that you can't do it, which should drive you a little bit, right?
My point being,
people take action mainly for two reasons. Either they're running towards something or they're running away from something. Either you're running towards the goal, or you're running away from the goal, or you're running towards the pain or away from the pain. If you were here, this would be a lot easier for you to explain what you mean. So it's one of those things where your goals are going to have ups and downs, right? And if you've ever heard of the buffalo analogy and the cow analogy, either you're a buffalo or you're a cow. If you don't know what that means, during a storm, buffaloes run towards the storm. They run straight into it. Cows run away from the storm. And no one knows why. It's just something in their genes. But buffaloes run towards the storm because they know if they get to the storm sooner, the storm will pass sooner, right? So they'll rather run towards the pain and the struggle because they know they're going to overcome that obstacle sooner. Cows are constantly running away from the storm. And in the process, they're getting exhausted. They're getting tired, right? So you running away from and taking the path of least, you know, resistance is one of those things where you're running away from your storm of all the obstacles and stuff that you need to do to become who you want to become. But in the process, you're going to be frustrated with where you're at. You're going to, you know, have more lows than not, because you know you could be at the other side of the spectrum. So when the cows run away from the storm, they eventually get too tired to keep running. And then the storm catches up with them regardless. Right? It might be a different version of the storm, but it's still the same storm, right? So it's one of those things where either you run towards the storm or you run away from the storm. Next silence, silent fist bumps in between stations. Yeah, definitely. I mean, going back into those like positive like affirmations, it's one of those things where a fist bump, you know, if you're an athlete, you will tap on the butt. Obviously not in the gym. Don't be tapping each other's butts in the gym. But, you know, those kind of things. A high five. There's actually a study that's done. I don't know why I'm not thinking of authors today. But there was a study done basically, you know, that physical touch of, in physical, you know, reinforcement of a high five, you know, a pounded or a fist bump or, you know, tap on the butt, whatever the case is, those kind of things actually give you a little pep up. So again, you don't need to be slapping each other's butts, but high five, fist bump, you know, good job, pat on the back, whatever the case is, those kind of things actually do get you continuing to stay motivated and keep pushing on those workouts. If people tell me I can't do something, best believe I'm going to do it and prove them wrong or die trying. Oh, hell no. definitely. I mean, it's one of those things where our haters are my motivators. I mean, I love these comments. This makes it so much easier. That is my motivation as well. Can't do something. That is my motivator. Bro, my tries are just getting over being sore from that workout with Trev. And then the 18-mile bike run, or bike ride. It's one of those things where, like, even with our business mastermind that, you know, we're a part of and everything, we still actually take a fitness aspect to it, right? We hold each other accountable for working out. You know, when I was in Palm Springs, like, we rode 18 miles. And I mean, I know you can't see right now because the camera's a little high, but my kneecaps are sunburned, right? I didn't even think about it. I mean, obviously, being a guy and not having, you know, wife there to give me sunscreen, I forgot sunscreen, I got fried. But it's one of those things where, again, we push each other. We have that competitive side and that accountability side, whether it is just on social media or it is a text or whatever the case is, that honestly goes a long way. Let's see what else we got in here. Small bites, short-term goals lead you to long-term goals. Exactly. You know, those short-term goals honestly do a lot more than you think. You start to stack up the wins and you start to feel that self-accomplishment. And it's not like you need to, for every win that you get, that you need to, you know, go celebrate and go party or crazy, but it's like, realize that you just accomplished something. It's like, give yourself a high five. It's like, that's awesome. Keep going to the next one, right? Do you go, Devin took me on my first Spartan race, 10K plus 25 obstacles. He tends to do this stuff like that. Oh, Donnie. Exactly. I mean, honestly, it's all about pushing each other, right? Oh, Nick, don't try to feel bad now. You know, just me. Honestly, I'm about to have some Akon playing in here right now, and I'm so lonely in the background. No, honestly, you guys mentioning the comments and stuff is definitely helping a lot. You know, otherwise it's just me talking to myself for an hour. But honestly, like, the point of these, I feel like we covered a lot in terms of motivation, right? There's so many different ways you can go about it. You can have your accountability factor. You can use the negative, you know, reinforcements, you know, create a jar of them. You can use, you know, have your accountability factor to give you each other positive reinforcements, high fives, fist bumps, all those kind of things. It all comes down to, again, knowing your why, right? Knowing your purpose. So I just want to touch back on that. Like, if you don't know your why and you don't know your purpose, you're not going to hit that next milestone. And if you don't know why you're doing it, each time you face an obstacle out of a Spartan race, right, you're not going to want to try to overcome that obstacle because you're just like, what's the point, right? And don't get me wrong, like, Nick and I both do that all the time too. Like, there's days that I want to take my laptop and just chuck it, like, because of the obstacles that we're facing. But then it's one of those things where you realize, like, I couldn't even try to attempt this obstacle because I didn't have the skills and the tools needed to get over this that now I do, right? So then it's like, okay, like, you know what? Like, instead of being like, why is this happening to me? It's like, why not? Like, I was built for this shit, right? Like, this is who I am. But I've grown into this. I want to get here. I'm here. I used to be here. So, like, this is me now. So knowing your purpose and your why allows you to recenter yourself and not throw your laptop at the wall and know why you're doing it. Like my main one that I know my the business mastermind group has heard me say a bunch of times, as well as, you know, a lot of people would know that our core values, like, is having a positive impact, right? That's why I loved personal training when I was personal training. That's why, you know, Strive 11 was created. And that's why Nick and I partner up. We have the same, you know, the same core value, right? Like having a positive impact. That's what gets us going. You coming in to tell us your results and your improvements, like, that's what lights us up, right? You don't see us posting every day people's body transformations and stuff like that, like a lot of other people. Like when I was personal training, like, I never did that. And it's not because like I didn't want to. It was because your goals are personal. I'm not going to use your goals as just a marketing campaign. Like, if you allow me to post them, by all means, like, I want to give you the praise. I want to give you that positive reinforcement, that, you know, basically that high five via social media. Like, I want to promote it. That's amazing. But at the same time, I'm not going to make someone feel uncomfortable because their goals are personal to them. So when we do our, like during our challenge right now, we do our transformation pictures, and that's for you. You post it, you don't post it, that's on you. You see a crazy transformation, you want us to post it? Believe me, we will. Like, we are proud of the hard work that you guys put in day after day. It's like, why wouldn't we want to post it? Let's see what else we got in here. Yeah, Donnie, with the big thing, you know, who you surround yourself with. You know, going back into, if you hang out with people that just sit around and eat shit food, like, you're going to be the next person that eats shit food. If you hang around people that are trying to elevate themselves and level up, like, if you're not currently, you're going to end up doing it, because their ambition and their motivation has a ripple effect on you. But now you have to think about that too. Like, your actions or your inactions have ripple effects on other people, right? And that's honestly one of my driving forces, my motivators, is knowing that what I do and don't do has a ripple effect on the people watching, has a ripple effect on our team, has a ripple effect on our members, right? If I'm not leading by example, what am I doing? Like, I can't just talk the talk. Like, I need to walk the walk as well, right? So that's one of those things where I want to make sure that I'm not the weakest link in the circle. I want to make sure that my circle is not trying to pick me up. I want to be picking up other people into that circle as well. And we all elevate and we all win, right? And honestly, it's one of those things where your circle, people are, you know, people hang around the wrong people. They're accepting lower standards, and or they accept lower standards of you. And if you're lowering your standards to hang around old friends, or even, you know, spend extra time with certain family members that, you know, you could feel yourself basically lowering your standards, or, you know, you feel that it's not beneficial to spend time with them. Mainly if you're hanging around old friends, that realize that the circle you started with doesn't necessarily going to be the circle that you end with. Are you going to have that friend, two friends, three friends, maybe, you know, that you are still in your circle at the top? Of course, right? You don't need to change in terms of like dropping everyone else to, you know, meet new people. But at the same time, it's one of those things where if your drive is that hard and that intense, naturally the other people that aren't willing to elevate are going to fall out of the circle, right? Because they don't resonate with what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish, right? And if they don't drop out of the circle, you're going to end up going to a new circle and bringing up the people that want to level up with you into that new circle, right? I recently heard that we have to motivate and therefore we have motivation. I mean, honestly, I think that one kind of goes into like fake it till you make it, or, you know, I know one of the episodes I did was like telling yourself you're good. When you motivate others, you don't motivate someone by basically like, come on, you got this, you know, fuck, like, you know, you're amazing, keep going. Like, you tell them with a little bit of passion, right? Yo, come on, bro, pick yourself up. Like, you said you're gonna do it, like, why not? But now you just brought yourself up in energy. So that starts to have a resonation with your actual energy levels and ends up motivating you as well. Because then you're like, actually, I told this to my wife the other day, like, I motivated her to, you know, go work out. And then honestly, I was not feeling like working out. Like, it was a long day. And she went in, she sat on the couch, and I was like, look, the longer you sit there, you know, the harder it's going to get. Like, I'll watch the little one, like, you go work out. She went and worked out. And then when she came back, I was like, like, now I have to go work out, right? Because I was like, how was I going to tell her to go work out and go do that? And then me be the same, the person that, she, you know, just tells her to do it. And then I'm not doing it myself. So then she saw me putting my shoes on and everything. She's like, you're going to go work out. I was like, how am I not going to now? I was like, I just motivated you to and encouraged you to do it. I can't just, you know, talk the talk. Like, you're not going to listen to me next time. So then I ended up working out at like 11 o'clock at night. Like, but that's, it's one of those things where when you motivate others, it can motivate you as well. 100%. I totally agree with that. I work out at home most times. Love the feeling when I get to go to the gym and the energy. Yeah, honestly, like the energy, like you can work out, like you don't need to come to Strive. Like you can work out at home. You can work out outside. Like if you don't have a gym membership, that's fine. There's no excuse for you to not get a workout in. Like if you don't have a gym membership and you don't know what to do at home, pull up YouTube. Home workouts, right? There's so much technology and so much information out there now these days that it's like there's no excuse to not do what you want to do or want to achieve. And if you're not doing those things, it's honestly, you can give all the excuses and all the reasons in the book, but honestly, you're just fucking lazy. That's it. Sorry if that hurts your feelings, but if you're not doing the things that you know you need to do because you quote unquote don't know how to do them, you're just being lazy. Google that shit, right? Easiest way, right? That's just how it goes. And if you don't know how to do it, maybe someone in your circle does. And if you don't have a circle, first step, find a circle. Join a Facebook group. Like, there's tons of free Facebook groups. Like, join the Mindset Community. You know, if you're not already on the Mindset Community, join the Mindset Community. If you're having a rough day, post it in there. I know I'll respond to it. I know that some of the other people, you know, in the group will respond to it. There's like almost 200 members in the Mindset Community. It's a free group literally for you to connect and you to overcome your mental battles and to help you accomplish more. That's all the group is there for, right? It's to take this podcast, and this is why we do the lives. And I know a lot of other podcast people aren't really doing lives. It's like, yeah, you can email and text in questions, but it's like, I want to give that aspect of like a live conversation. With the Facebook group, it's to take that a step further. Some people don't feel comfortable, you know, asking stuff on live. So you can post it in there and have people, you know, message you, or you can see what someone posts and you can message them directly for help, right? Create an accountability factor in the Mindset Community. You know, actually, I'm going to do that. I'm going to create a little subgroup, a little sub chat, like an accountability chat in there, you know, so you can post your wins. You can post your workouts, whatever the case may be. Let's see what else we got. Kevin Hall's book. Man, what was Kevin Hall's book's name again? I read that was a great book. I just don't want to shoot the name of the book in the chat so you can let everyone know. But a friend comes from the word free. When you're free in the presence of a real friend, you are free to be who you are meant to be. 100%. Right? I mean, that just, honestly, that sounds like a philosopher's quote there. It's because he is Kevin Hall. Honestly, his whole book was just so much knowledge, and it shows you the power of words and where the origins of words came from. Right? So, honestly, if Donnie doesn't post in here what the book is, I'll post it in the Mindset Cafe community. So again, if you're not in that, make sure you do join that, because we'll be throwing some other knowledge in there. And honestly, like, I don't know if some people that are watching right now that aren't going to a gym, you know, because you're intimidated, that there's no reason to be intimidated. Most people at the gym are going to be there to help you out, right? And if they're not, then honestly, tell them to fucking kick rocks, right? And most people at the gym want to help you out. They're gonna want to help teach you the new exercises because it reinforces and gives them that positive reinforcement that someone else sees that they're farther ahead, right? Gives them that little mental high five, right? Like, dang, I want to be like you. How'd you get like that? You know, does that work on your triceps? Whatever the case is, right? And if that's your factor for not going to a gym, again, you can always come to Strive. There's no judgment here. But honestly, it's one of those things where, again, just go with the friends. Where do your friends go to the gym? Us. There we go, Donnie. Aspire. So the book's called Aspire. So that wasn't in his book, but great book. No, definitely. I mean, honestly, like his whole book was just filled with knowledge. And honestly, like I love words and how words have an effect on people. So his book definitely resonated with me a lot because it allowed you to see like the origins of words and how words can actually change how one self-talk can be perceived different. Right. So honestly, Aspire by Kevin Hall. If you haven't already read it, definitely read it. I'll post it in the Mindset community as well. But honestly, guys, like there's so many ways that to be motivated. And the main one, when you're finding your purpose, like the reason why I say, and I mentioned a few times, you're finding your purpose is because it comes from internal, right? If your drive and your motivation is from internal, you're going to have a more lasting effect on your journey, or that motivation will have a more lasting effect on your journey. If the motivation comes from external reasons, you may not have as long of a motivational push, and you may always be chasing that next re-up of, you know, motivation, right? If you like reading the motivational quotes and stuff that like I post daily, that's supposed to just shift your mindset a little bit, but you shouldn't be using that as like your only daily motivation, right? Those are like surface level things. Those are like the cherries on top of your sundae, but your sundaes consist of the internal. So make sure that you have that positive self-talk. You find out what your reason why is. And when you find out your reason why is that your reason why? Take it another level deeper. And when that reason, take it another level deeper. And if you can go down 2 to 3 levels of why, I guarantee you'll find the root of your purpose. And that will give you a crazy amount of just internal motivation to push you further on the days that you don't feel like doing it. Donnie has his own book getting dropped later this month. Yes, we will go live on your launch day, brother. I'd be more than happy to. Gratitude, definitely. I mean, you have to have gratitude and you have to be grateful for honestly, like if you think about it, you have to be grateful for even the obstacles, right? If you didn't have that pressure is pressure is a privilege. If there's no pressure on you and there's no obstacles that you're trying to face, then you realize that you're not growing or you're not on the path to growth. And if there's no pressure on you, that means there's nothing relying on you. So you having the opportunity to have pressure put on you means that you're going somewhere, right? Or that you can start to go somewhere by overcoming that obstacle. But with all that being said, I know we just hit the hour mark. Honestly, I hope the live part went well, because this, again, technical side, I had to link up with one of my video guys or video boys to help me out on this part, because this is a little confusing, not going to lie. So hopefully the live went well. If not, I will definitely be posting a audio recap on all the podcast platforms. So you can go back and listen to that as well as I'll post the full video on YouTube. If you're not already following, we have a podcast. If you follow me on YouTube, we have a podcast, basically category, which is all the episodes that are with interviews, with the lives, some solo ones, but all those ones, there's a video to it if you'd rather watch it than just listen to it. But if not, there will be an audio version of this up this weekend. This one will be actually posted on Monday. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to it today, go listen to it on Monday. If you need that little reassurance that, you know, you're doing the right shit, you are doing the right shit, keep going. But with all that being said, make sure you guys share the show, share the podcast. Make sure you guys please leave a review and give us the 5 stars on Apple or on Spotify. That, honestly, it does help us. I know I can see the listeners and I can see the amount of people downloading the episodes, but the comments and the stars definitely don't align with that. So if you do listen to the show and you do appreciate it and you do get some knowledge, please give us that review. You know, share the show with a friend. And with that being said, go join the Facebook group. I love you all. I appreciate y'all. And I'll see you guys next week.